You're listening to the All Sport Breakfast Podcast with Darcy Waldegrave from Newstalk ZB.
Super Rugby's the flavour of the show. Now we're looking forward to tonight at 7:05 where the Blues host the Brumbies in the top of the table clash. Harry Plummer, the pivot out of the Blues franchise, joins us now. Morning, Harry. How are you?
Morning, Darcy. How are we going?
The run your team is on is an interesting one. You go hammer and tongs for the opening few rounds. Then you end up with a couple of reasonably easy fixes, if that's fair, score related anyway, up against the Force and then Moana Pacifica. Then you get a break. Now you come to a top of the table clash. Is that ideal timing, do you think, Harry?
I suppose reflecting back on it is, just because we did put in some good performances, but by no means did we take those weeks lightly. I think they were probably two of our better weeks, because we were honing in on, we have to get the simple things right. And you look at someone like Moana, they were, gunning for us, a very physical team who's been playing some good footy. So it was nice to get a good result against them. And then obviously with the Force, results haven't been going their way, but they've also tipped up some teams sometimes. So we knew that they were going to be strong travelling. And again, we had to put in a good performance with a few injuries. So in hindsight, it has, because the boys deserved the break, I think. But at the time, it was definitely, 1 week at a time, how are we going to try and get better to further ourselves in this competition.
You'd be pretty keen, right, Harry, to re-establish and carry on with that combo you've got with your inside and Funaki. You looking to, I suppose, replicate the duo you had up against the Force this evening?
Taufa's a pretty X-factor player, and obviously people are really only starting to see that now, but I've played with him at Auckland for a couple of years now, and, everyone's known that he's, got how he's playing now in him the whole time, so it's nice to see him be getting his chance and taking it with both hands. So, we've formed a really good, not only friendship, but combination where we understand each other and understand each other's games, and I think we feed off each other. So, but again, the Brumbies pose a different threat, and I think it's, a really exciting challenge, not just for us too, but for the team to, play the best Australian side 2v3, where, we're both equal points on the table, and they've got some, obviously some star-studded players in their group as well. So we're looking forward to the challenge, both, Taufa and I and the team in general.
Harry Plummer joining us on the program, the pivot for the Blues, playing tonight, 7:05, Eden Park up against the Brumbies. Sam Darry's back. He must be a relieved character after buggering his knee earlier on in the piece, Harry.
Yeah, he is. I mean, it's awesome to have Daz back. His knowledge in the forwards and just in the game in general is a massive reason why we've been so successful in the forwards the last couple of years. So, but in saying that, it's been awesome to have someone like Josh Berry just step up, and it's almost like a seamless transition now. Lachlan McConnell's been going awesome, and obviously we know how dangerous Paddy is. So, it is nice to get people like Darry back, and obviously we've got Mark back as well, which is nice, and Bryce Heen too, and Kurt Eklund's back in there. So, I think it's a credit to our squad at the moment that boys are stepping up when needed into those roles and filling in seamlessly, but nice to have some star-studded power come back.
Sorry, did you just describe Mark Talaia's return as nice? I don't know if I've heard that before about such a devastating player.
I mean, it's pretty nice when you're not playing against them. I don't know if it's great for any opposition, but Mark's just that kind of player that obviously we've all seen what he can do on the big stage, and he continues to impress so many people on the field, even though you've been training with him for 4 or 5 years. So he's definitely one that you want to keep on your team and give the ball to as many times as you can.
What about your own self-improvement? What's Stern Vern been saying to you about where he wants to see improvements in your game, if any, of course, Harry?
I love the Stern Vern. I haven't heard that. But Vern's been really good. I think one thing this season in general, he's really taking an onus on the players, driving our performance, and he's obviously overseeing that and putting his expertise and knowledge back into that stuff. So, for me personally tonight, it's more just around getting the team in the right direction, playing the right parts of the field. Very cliche as a game driver, I guess, but I'm just more focusing on the team performance and the win, and trying to do what I can in my role to make sure that happens.
Yeah, it's a high-class clash tonight. Great players, great teams. Really looking forward to it. We hope that you, Harry Plummer, rise above it all. You go well.
Awesome. Appreciate it, Darcy. Thank you, mate.
For more from the All Sport Breakfast with Darcy Waltergrave, listen live to News Talk ZB on Saturday mornings or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.